to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your weekly horoscope for this week, October 11th through October 17th, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast where I don't know you, but it might seem like I do because I am sharing musings that are based on the sun and the moon and the planets and shit. Every week, I do a little sky spying and then report back so that you can know what the fuck is going on around here. The astrology is sound, but my guidance may not be, but it may be. You don't know. I don't know either. No new reviews this week, but you listened, so thank you. Thank you so much, you beautiful, gorgeous bitch. Mwah. Still, here is my weekly reminder that writing a review is among the best ways to support the podcast, and it will not go unappreciated. If you do write us a review, I will send you a 24-page in-depth birth chart report. I'll do it. Don't you even dare me to do it. So please, write us a review on whatever app you stream your pods from. Or if your pod streaming app doesn't have reviews, then tag us in a post on social media. And once you do, please reach out and let me know so that I know where to send your report. Just email your birth deets.
Birth, date, time, and location.
Yes. To misguidedastrology@gmail.com. Also, on our chaotic show feed, besides these weekly scopes, are the full episodes where we answer listener questions by reading their birth charts. We have another episode coming Thursday, and we are always taking new submissions. So if you aren't afraid of receiving a little misguidance, please write in and be sure to include your birth details and a question that is unique to you that you are hoping the sky can help answer. Alrighty, y'all, let me shut up so I can keep talking. This is your weekly horoscope.
Monday.
Hey, Aries. How you been? There wasn't any loud astrology today, so I just wanted to take the opportunity to check in with you and see how you were doing. Are you hanging in there all right, champ? Last week's Mars action was pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess more specifically, I'm wondering how the South Node transit in your Sag house has been. I brought it up, the South Node, last week and realized we hadn't really discussed it. So, transit South Node indicates where in our lives we may be seeing reduction or a decrease. We may experience deficit, a loss, or unloading in the themes related to this house. It is most noticeable if you have placements in this house. When South Node makes contact with the placement via conjunction, it's possible you saw a decrease, you know, that is the specific action. As an example, when transit South Node reached conjunction with my natal MC, or career point, in October of last year, I lost my job. True story. It's coming up on a conjunction with my sun, so if I mysteriously disappear, you'll know who to blame. South Node has been transiting Sag since May of last year and will be here until January 2022, so we're kind of in the home stretch, hopefully. Aries, South Node has been transiting your ninth house, so the topics susceptible to South Node's savagery are knowledge, information sharing, travel, spirituality, society, philosophy, and the law. So this is kind of giving crisis of faith vibes. Also looks like the most classic astrological representation of reduced travel because of the complications of COVID. South Node in the ninth means North Node is in your third house, expanding your connection to siblings, neighborhood, local community. So I don't know, that's actually pretty cute.
Tuesday.
Moon is sextile to Neptune, the water planet. Get ready for some wet dreams.
Wednesday.
Venus, sextile Saturn. This is practical love. Meaningful attraction, okay? They're more than just tall. They also know words.
Friday.
This is kind of the astrological heavy hitter of the week. We have Sun, Trine, Jupiter. Today, you might feel really tuned into your own potential and the abundance within your life. This is very much a feel-good transit. There may even be an element of serendipity or fated experience. There is a lot of opportunity for good fortune if you put at least a little bit of intention into it, you know. Just ask. Just ask. Just be like, okay, universe, I'm ready for everything to be awesome. And then everything will probably just be awesome. But don't forget to say please. The universe loves good manners. Most of our weird human pageantry is bullshit. However, turns out that please and thank you are essential. But I digress. Largely, this feel-good energy looks to be socially based because of the heavy air sign emphasis. So I'm kind of getting big Friday night out vibes. This transit wants you to be enjoying yourself. This will also be a cute day in terms of all the action that you've been seeing in your Aquarius house. It's the house where Saturn has been transiting and restructuring. So we have all been enduring growing pains here, especially the Saturn return Aquarians for all of you out there. But this day looks refreshing, like aloe vera on a sunburn. There is a hint of relief available to us, should we choose to accept it. Here's a little refresher on your Aquarian house. Aries, this is your 11th house of friendships, so it looks like you may be feeling optimistic about your friends, chosen family, social networks, supporters, followers on the line, and hopes and dreams for society. Perhaps good luck with a group endeavor of some kind on Friday. The moon will be conjunct Jupiter too, so there could be an opportunity to learn something new about a friend. That's fucking cute.
Saturday.
Mercury is sextile to Venus. Very cute, fun, social. Moon is square Venus at one point, so there may be some drama, but who doesn't love a little spice to keep things interesting, right? Sure, gossiping is bad. But sometimes you bond with loved ones over others' stupidity.
Sunday.
Moon is conjunct Neptune. This is another day for wild dreams. Also, Jupiter goes direct. This is another of our many planets to station direct over the course of this month, which is kind of opening the roads to traffic, so to say. If things have been feeling a little slow moving, as these planets begin to go direct, we will see the pace of life begin to pick up. Jupiter's retrograde had us dreaming and scheming for the future. Now it is time to start putting plans into motion. But that is not all for this Sunday. Sun is square to Pluto. This is a transit about the cycles we go through in life. It is an unfavorable aspect between two bodies, so it doesn't look especially pleasant. Could be a clash of egos, butting heads, power struggles. With Moon conjunct Neptune in Pisces, it is kind of giving some projecting of false sense of authority and an attempt to abuse power, like people who are in leadership that don't handle it very well. We've all had that manager. You know the one. They're bored and sad in their regular lives because they don't know how to do anything for themselves, so they just put all of their energy into work. Or maybe they just assign you to the booths in the back of the restaurant where no one wants to sit because they have a crush on your boyfriend and they don't know how to deal with it. It's very weird. So this could be an ending for some, you know, Pluto can represent cycles and endings. So with this square to the sun, I'm looking like some chapters are coming to a close for some people. But just remember, they can't fire you if you quit. Alrighty, Aries, that's all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.